This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. We are Douglas this week. Well, we are Douglas. We are without Doug this week. Doug is on vacation in Italy, having some well-deserved time off. In the meantime, I'm Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan in New York City, and Kara Schillen in Washington, D.C. at our Uplink. And Victoria, I turn attention to you because you are our person. You're our person in New York City. And sadly, we get these stories way too often. If you missed it, one of these stories that started out where people thought this could have been an accident but turned out to be a terror attack. 8 people were killed and almost a dozen injured when a 29-year-old man in a rented pickup truck drove down a busy bicycle path near the World Trade Center on Tuesday in Manhattan. The suspect was identified by 2 law enforcement sources, and they identified him as, and forgive me here, but I'm going to do my best, Saifulo Saipov. He's from Uzbekistan in Central Asia, but had been living in the U.S. since 2010. A senior law enforcement officer had told CNN that there was a note written in English that was found in the back of the truck that he drove into the attack that said, that this Halloween attack that was done around 3 p.m. in the afternoon was done in the name of ISIS. This was an act of terror. Police are investigating it as such. The New York PD and, of course, the FBI are working on this together. But it seems that this guy came into the country around 2010 on a diversity visa and did some traveling back and forth. He was an Uber driver, I think, up until the summer is what we know. And he left this bit of manifesto. He also left a car in New Jersey where he rented this Home Depot pickup truck, ladies, and drove this down the bike path. I think just for context, Victoria, if you could kind of take us through the geography of where this attack actually took place in the lower east, the lower side of Manhattan, right?
Yeah, it's on the lower west side, along the Hudson River, and there's the right along. It's in between the West Side Highway and the Hudson River is a very popular bike path. And you can bike pretty much from the George Washington Bridge at the north end of Manhattan all the way down to the Statue of Liberty, way, way, way down at the end. And I've often done that bike path myself. I've walked the dogs along there, too. It's very busy, especially on a nice afternoon. And so he essentially just started driving the wrong way down off the street onto this bike path, which at first I can imagine why people wouldn't be alarmed by that, because the roads are very confusing there, and there are often, it's very easy to have a car crash. There are many. There are all kinds of incidents that happen there. It's just a very congested area. At first it was reported that it was by the World Trade Center. It's not really. I mean, New Yorkers wouldn't think that it's by the World Trade Center. I guess Manhattan's not that big, so to outsiders, they were reporting, it's the World Trade Center. It's not. It's along one of the piers on the West Side Highway. But, the whole thing is just, it's terrible, it's tragic, and this is someone who, I was watching, as soon as this happened, my mom actually called me, as is always the way. My mother was the first to know, even though it's in my city. So my mom called me. She said, "Don't leave the apartment. Don't go downtown. There's been a terrorist attack." And I said, "Oh, geez." So I turned on the TV to see what was going on. And in this case, like you said, Jen, he was an Uber driver. He passed the company's background check. He was living in Paterson, New Jersey, which is, not an area with a lot of money at all. The neighbors tend to know each other. It's just a very small, working class community. And they said they'd seen him with his wife, who wore a full burqa, which probably did stand out in that neighborhood. And they had, I think, two little kids. So it's just, and he had a green card, and you would just assume that they were kind of, you know, regular immigrants, and that seems to be the story, and how you prevent this kind of stuff. There was a security expert on from Homeland Security, who's a New Yorker, last night on Fox or NBC, one of the news channels, and he was saying, you know, the NYPD, as a New Yorker, I always feel very safe, and the NYPD does such a great job. The Halloween parade was last night. All the streets are usually blocked off to prevent things like this from happening, so you can't drive into areas where people are walking. But you can't do this on a daily basis. You can't block a bike path, you know? And
right.
It's one of those things. This is the world we live in. You just have to stay alert. It immediately made me think of my husband, Lewis, who's always a cell phone zombie when he crosses the street. So we're going to have a talk about that today. You have to be looking up, and you have to be aware, and you have to constantly look around where you are. And if, you know, you see vehicles coming the wrong way, you have to react quickly. These people were just literally run over by this big rented pickup truck, and it's just terrible.
Yeah,
I don't know what else. You know, it's like one of those
tragic
things, like, what else do you say, you know?
Well, I think it's important to get the news out, and that's what we do. In case you missed it, you want to be up to date as to what happened, the reason that they're calling this terrorism. And what I thought, just in putting it in juxtaposition with the last big tragic event that got national attention, was the Las Vegas shooting. And think about the difference in the flow of information. We already know a suspect's name. We already know his motivation. We already have a lot put together, where the Las Vegas investigation has been so quiet. We haven't gotten much. We've had revisions of things that we do already have. I thought the flow of information was just put next to what we have been getting out of Las Vegas was a lot different. The reason they investigated this as terrorism so quickly is not only was there a manifesto in the back of this Home Depot truck, but also witnesses reported that the suspect was yelling, "Allahu Akbar." That was according to four law enforcement sources. That brought in the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force to take the lead on the investigation. We've also seen this type of attack become popular with people who are pledging allegiance to ISIS, where they weaponize vehicles. We've seen them used in terrorist attacks in recent years, like the one in London. We saw this happen in Nice, France. And so the suspect with this Home Depot rental truck, when he hops a curb, yes, you hope that it's an accident, but you realize perhaps maybe not. Now, there was also reports that he had a pellet gun and a paint gun.
Mm-hmm.
And when he exited his vehicle, he had those weapons on him. But
God for that he only had a paintball gun and he had a fake toy gun, too. There's video footage that someone captured of him sort of kind of
holding the guns, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of wandering through traffic. He just looked very, my first thought was, oh, he looks like he's drunk. Like, he just looked like there was, it did not look like it was a man with purpose, the way he was sort of walking, and he looked very discombobulated. I don't know. He's at Bellevue. One of the reasons, Jen, we have information is because he is still alive, and so many of these attackers end up dead sort of right away, and we don't really fully get answers. So I'm hoping that we will get some answers this time. He is alive. He's at Bellevue, which is where all the psychos go in New York. Everybody knows that's where they take the psychos and the straitjacket. So that's where he is for evaluation. He was shot in the abdomen. He'll be fine. So, you know, it's interesting. His friends are coming forward, his neighbors saying they had no idea about this side of him. They thought, you know, he was an Uber driver and that he loved America, but I guess not.
Yeah, that's one of the most confusing parts to me, is that those were the weapons that he had, and I almost kind of wonder if he was trying to get the police to kill him by walking out with guns that looked big but weren't actually anything. In my head, I'm like, okay, well, maybe he didn't want to kill more people, but it's like, why would you want to drive a truck down a bike path and run people over if your intent was not to kill people?
We don't need to romance.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't romanticize it. I mean, he was trying to kill people. He did. He killed 8 people. He injured several others, and he ran himself into a school bus, and he drove 20 city blocks down a bike path. I mean, I'm not trying. There is no reason to downplay his intent. His intent was to cause damage. And what I think it gets to me a little bit is that, and I understand, we always are trying to justify what is happening in the minds of people who do this stuff, but I think it's really important for us to understand, when it's done in the name of terrorism, when these types of attacks are done, typically it's not a lot of thinking. They're doing it because they think this is the order of God. They think that they are doing something to serve their greatest power, and we really have to start understanding it. I heard a lot of talking heads last night talking about lone wolf attacks, and it really does does, it puts a wrinkle in me, because lone wolf attacks do not exist. Yes, this was one person who carried out an attack, and maybe he wasn't part of a terror cell, but he was still inspired by ISIS information. ISIS encouraged attacks on Halloween. In fact, there were some in Belgium and in Argentina last night as well, not just here in the United States. They encouraged attacks to happen. They tell you how to weaponize your vehicle. You don't even need guns anymore. You can get a knife. If you don't have a knife, you can get a car. If you don't have a car, you can get a rock. I mean, this is just the type of thing that's happening, and it's happening online. And I don't know if we can just try to make ourselves feel better by saying, well, this was just one guy, because it's really not anymore.
It's not. No, it's not, Jen. You're 100% right. It's not. And the inspiration, how do you fight a ghost? You know, and that's kind of how, that's what it feels like. It will be interesting when you mention the online stuff, it will be very interesting to see exactly what was on his computer, his server, whatever he had at home, his devices. Well, if they can even get into, I don't know, that's still a debate going on with cell phone privacy and things like that. But, you know, it will be interesting to see what his contact was. They said he was not someone who was seen at the mosque, which was right in his local neighborhood. That was something that, you know, right away people wanted to know. Well, was he part of a group at the mosque that was promoting this type of violence? And apparently he was not. So if this was what they want to call a lone wolf thing, it might be lone wolf / internet inspiration from ISIS. So it'll be interesting to see what happens further. And the fact that he's still alive, I mean, Carrie, you are right. The way he was wandering through traffic, not hiding, very, very exposed, it did look like that was his death wish, but he didn't get it. So maybe we will get some information.
It's 17 past the hour on the DJV Show.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 19 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show. Doug is on vacation. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort for him. And sadly, ladies, this is a big story of the day, this terror attack in New York City. Hitting close, actually, Victoria, to your neck of the woods. You are our person in New York City. And what I thought was good is after the event, if you're looking for the silver lining and the response of New York City, after the attack, very quickly you saw Governor Cuomo, you saw Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, you saw the police chief all coming out and presenting a very united front. And Bill de Blasio made the announcement that this was an investigation that would be centered around terror. But he also talked about the New York Halloween parade. And Victoria, just give us a little bit of information. Apparently, this is a pretty big deal. It's the 44th annual Village Halloween parade. And many people thought it might have been canceled. It went on as planned, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it did. It's a really fun time. It's a wacky, crazy parade downtown, but it's a New York City tradition. And after 9/11, they got it going right away too, the following year. And you know, it's something that's never going to be canceled. It's a real tradition.
I think that shows that we're not going to be taken down by fear. So good for New York City. The Halloween parade continued. It's 20 past the hour on the D.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Feel like a heart to get started when I'm driving, turning every head. Hell, I ain't even trying. Got some Ray-Ban shades, pretty in pink. Call me old school, but hey, I'm a 90s baby in my 80s Mercedes. I'm a 90s baby in my 80s Mercedes.
I just had to hear that.
I know. You hate that.
I don't. You know, I actually like Maren Morris, but it's just there's something about that line. My aunt is Mercedes.
It's a like little overdone, yeah.
It's like someone stretched her mouth out. It was made of Play-Doh or something. It's 23 minutes past the hour. The DJV show. Dougie on vacation. Jen, Victoria, Kara all holding down the fort while Dougie's gone. And we got to lighten things up a little bit. Music seems to be one of the greatest ways to heal your soul. Country stars in the focus today. There are three country artists who are expanding their portfolios. They're branching out into the world of fashion, ladies. That's right. And this includes even a modeling deal for one of the stars. Maren Morris, who you're hearing right here, has signed a contract with Wilhelmina Models, big modeling agency. The deal makes her the first country personality at the New York City-based agency. Now, together, Maren Morris and Wilhelmina will work to perfect the Mike Church singer red carpet style, and they'll collaborate on her album artwork. And Maren Morris is so cute. I mean, she's an adorable little thing. So
she's Olsen twin tiny. Like, her guitar very is tiny. Bigger than she is.
I follow her on Instagram, though, and I don't know if you guys do, but her makeup is always really, really on point. And when I saw her in concert, she has the cutest outfits, too. So this actually does not surprise me at all.
It kind of is irritating a little, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you got to have one or the other. Like, if you're going to be
Am
a great singer, at least,
today?
Yeah, at least be, like, a little ugly or have bad fashion sense.
All right, Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott has also just revealed the fall line. Her signature clothing line is called Labellum, and she's got some fall designs that include embroidered dresses, sweaters, knits, chiffon tops, and they're available to a place that Maren Morris has surely never shopped, Home Shopping Network, HSN, will offer the Hillary Scott line. Finally, Blake Shelton is crafting his own line of rugged style. It's called BS by Blake Shelton. And his fashion will include, of course, I think we could all predict this, button-down shirts, jackets, and I'm guessing jeans, because that's
probably
about
jeans.
It.
Yep, that's true.
That'll be available at Macy's stores starting November 2nd. Blake Shelton really killing it. As a country music fan, I know where Blake Shelton came from. And it took him 15 years to even get noticed, to even become really a blip on a radar. So I'm happy for him. He seems to be a good, grounded guy, and he's really turning his fame into a big old parlay into fame.
Yeah, how excited are you for more guys to dress like Blake Shelton? Are you hoping for
that they
just
look like Blake Shelton?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I don't love his fashion sense, but I suspect this will be under a lot of Christmas trees this year. I think that Blake is so popular and girls love him and guys like him, and I think that this collection is probably going to do really well. Plus the fact that, you know, if he needs a little rock star to fashion transition advice, he's got the right lady on his arm for that.
That's true. Gwen has fashion lines, she's got makeup products, she's got perfume. Let me ask you guys this: if there were one celebrity that you would want to create a fashion line that you would exclusively buy, who would it be?
For us to wear, or
yeah, for you to wear?
That's a great question. Who would you pick?
You know, I was thinking about it. Well, for me, I don't even want to tell you.
Why?
Pretty much everything in the Jessica Simpson line I like.
You know, I kind of laugh about that, but her sandals are great. I have a couple pair of sandals that I buy every summer, and they're the only ones that I've found that I really love. They're like TJ Maxx and Marshalls. Yeah, they're great.
No, I admit everything. She's kind of got like a glam hippie thing, which I
she does. That's exactly right. So, I'll have to think about this.
Yeah, that might be a good question for us to ponder on our Facebook page. So you can find us, look at us up, DJV Show, or on Twitter, at DJV Show. And guess what? That's because it is a DJV Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Be mindful that people are watching what you say. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Your body language is speaking volumes. In fact, very often, your body language is speaking much louder than your words. Although it's probably easier for you to see the difference between what people say and how they say it in others, the truth is, others can see that difference more easily in you. One of the most direct pieces of advice I can offer to help your body language match your words is this. Learn to say exactly what you mean and mean exactly what you say. When your meaning and words match up, you'll be happy that people are watching what you say because you'll know that they're hearing what you want them to hear. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The DJ V Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is right there. Look at, she's a cute one over there. Kara Schillen behind the controls in our uplink. Also a lovely, beautiful lady. Doug Steffen, not a lovely lady, a handsome man. He is on vacation this week. He'll be back next week. He's in Italy. And ladies, I don't think we've actually gotten any big pictures yet out of Dougie, right?
No, I haven't seen anything.
I've been begging him to send us something. Just give us a little taste of what he's doing. But we haven't seen it yet. When we do, they will be posted on all of our social media platforms for the DJV Show. You can find us on Facebook. You can look for us on Twitter at DJV Show. And ladies, while it was a somber news day in talking about the terror attack in New York City, and we will continue to have updates on that throughout the program, I do have to take a moment to lighten things up and do a little bit of crowing because the World Series, which has been a tremendous World Series. So evenly matched, so good between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros, continues into a game seven. The Dodgers last night were down going into the game three games to two. And boy, oh boy, they were able to pull it out. It was a pitching matchup at the beginning. Rich Hill for the Dodgers, Justin Verlander, who is, of course, Mr. Kate Upton for the Houston Astros, did a really great job, but it was in the sixth inning that will be really significant for the Dodgers, where they broke out and they were able to score a few runs, and they got three to be exact, not only tying but taking the lead in the game. And then the Dodger pitching kicked back in. Kenley Jansen, their reliever, took to the mound, was able to do a six-out save, and the Dodgers went on to win game six, 3-1. Huge night for Dodger fans. I can't even believe I'm here. I could feel my blood pressure in my ears. I was screaming at the TV. We had one trick-or-treater, I think, because of all the noises coming from the house. People were too afraid to come up to the door. So I know I'm from LA, guys. I know this is significant to me, but have you two from Washington, D.C. or New York enjoyed any of this World Series? Because it really has been pretty phenomenal.
Well, I am rooting for the Dodgers.
Smart girl.
Yep, and I definitely, as much as Houston has had a rough year, and I love the solidarity that the team has shown for their hometown and dedicating their World Series appearance to the people who've suffered through Hurricane Harvey. That being said, I still want the Dodgers to win, and I think this is their year. I just have a good vibe about it.
The percentage of, there's a lot of talk about, stats and things, of course, going into big games, like this must-win situation for the Dodgers. And they were a team that was down 3-2 going into a home game, going back and getting home field advantage. And the number is that 9 out of 10 teams in that situation typically do force a game 7. And 8 out of 10 teams in that situation go on to win the World Series. So there's a good bit of information for the Dodgers, but they have to be ready, because tonight's the matchup, and they will be playing Game 7 tonight. Will feature Lance McCullers Jr. against Yu Darvish. And if you remember back to the weekend, Yu Darvish is a pitcher for the Dodgers. He had a really hard time when he pitched Game 3 in the series. And this was where Yuli Gurriel, who's a player for the Houston Astros, was making those insensitive gestures in the direction of Yu Darvish that caused so much controversy. So this could be Darvish's night to either get some sweet revenge, or will he be shaken? I think we'll know early what happens. Lance McCullers Jr., who is going to be pitching for the Astros, did something that was sort of strange and unheard of. After the victory of the Dodgers in Game 6, he went out on the field, Victoria. The players, Alex Rodriguez, all of the people who were out there giving commentary, were shocked to see an Astros pitcher doing warm-ups on the field while all the Dodger fans were leaving the stadium. Obviously, that was a show of maybe force by Lance McCullers Jr.
It's interesting. It is. It's strange, yes.
So game number 7 tonight, get ready. Dodger Stadium, Lance McCullers Jr. taking on Yu Darvish. Now, there could be a few pitching changes along the way. Everybody will be at the ready. For Dodger fans, you could see Clayton Kershaw. You could see anybody is really all hands on deck for a game like this one. Now, we should probably do some other sports news in addition to just the World Series. And, Victoria, I know you follow this pretty well. You are you're a fan of football. I know you and your husband like to watch a few games here and there. There was a big trade yesterday between the Patriots and the 49ers.
Yeah, this is kind of huge news, big surprise. Tom Brady's backup, Jimmy Garoppolo, who I often will say, and I'm going to add my own little opinion in here, if anyone was born looking like Superman, it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's also got the name.
He is, I know, right?
An Italian Superman.
He's ridiculously handsome, and he's been, and he's Tom Brady's backup, so it's like, I mean, I don't know. The Patriots, just the lineup there, if you want to just make a calendar, I mean, that's, I would say they're probably the best team for that. But Jimmy Garoppolo is he's moving away from the Patriots, and he's heading over to the 49ers. He will be their new starting quarterback. It's a risky trade because Garoppolo's only attempted 94 passes. He's had a few minor injuries here and there. And then apparently there's also what they call the Brady baby curse. All of the Brady backups, the baby Bradys, who have been his backups, they've never really done well once they leave the nest. So that's another thing that they say statistically might be up against Garoppolo. But the 49ers really are excited to have him. The GM said, albeit in limited game action, Jimmy has displayed the characteristics and traits we believe are vital to being a successful quarterback in the league, and he's had some real opportunity to sit and learn from, of course, Tom Brady. When you're sitting there learning from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and that's the only coaching you've had in the pros, you've got to be picking up some great stuff. And Tom Brady wishes him well and said, he's put in all the effort. I've watched him for 3.5 years and really enjoyed working with him. Hopefully he goes on and does a great job. So I'm just happy because Jimmy Garoppolo is finally going to have some screen time. So it looked to me to be a new 49ers fan for next season.
Don't be a sellout. Well, you know, after the 49ers let go of Colin Kaepernick, actually when he was there, I mean, what people don't remember is before all this kneeling controversy started, Colin Kaepernick was getting ready. I mean, he was going to be cut by the team. He was getting ready to be kicked out the window by the 49ers. They've been struggling in this position for a long time. So I think this is a really good move for them. Whether or not this guy will be cursed, I don't know. Sometimes people, you spread those baby Brady wings, and maybe the guy will fly. Hopefully he won't sink. But I thought it was such a funny thing. As we're getting information and text updates about a terror attack in New York City, in between them, there are actual CNN updates coming in onto my cell phone about this trade from the Patriots.
Yeah.
So this was a really big story for the sports world. So one to follow. Good stuff. Good luck to both the Patriots and the 49ers. Also pretty telling that the Patriots are sticking with Tom Brady for the foreseeable future.
Very telling. And what they got in the trade was they got a higher draft pick. That's why they let him go. The interesting thing is there's been a lot of talk about when Jimmy Garoppolo started the 4 games that Tom Brady had to sit out for Deflategate, for the suspension, he won 2 of those games and did really well. People were impressed. It was pretty much the only pro time he's really had in terms of game time. But at the time, the Patriots said they weren't letting him go anywhere because there were a lot of other teams saying, well, you know, we could trade you and we'll take Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Patriots weren't entertaining that. So this must have been enough of an incentive for them that they move forward with it finally. So it'll be interesting to see.
Got to build up that program.
Yep.
All right. Does where you sit on an airplane determine if you are a selfish person or not? We'll tell you next. It's 43 minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Tackle indoor air pollution, which can be worse than outdoors.
Bruins range hoods exhaust air pollution and hazardous cooking byproducts within the most polluted room in your home. The advanced technology in Leviton's SmartLock Pro AFCI receptacles helps prevent electrical fires caused by potentially hazardous arc faults.
Savings tip, efficient HVAC systems.
Just out, this LG Red heat technology keeps you warm on the coldest of days, even when it is negative 13 degrees outside.
The latest powder nail polish. Dip your nail in the powder and voila.
And catch this. You know that little black dress? Well, now there's little black socks.
And socks with high heels? Gold Toe turns them out in jewel tones, knee-high boot socks, and for guys, a sock for every personality. And for those 65% of guys who have sensitive skin, Birchbox to the rescue.
You can subscribe for monthly deliveries of guys' grooming must-haves.
5 personalized samples, shaving creams to hair products, and body washes, all the best brands.
We all come together
and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Winder or aisle? That's the question that we ask you. And you have to say it just like that. Winder or aisle? It's a DJV show. Dougie is on vacation. It's 45 minutes past the hour. The lady is holding down the fort, ruling the roost. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And this is always, you know, look. Air travel used to be so glamorous. People used to dress up. It used to be easy. You get on the plane. People would be smoking cigarettes on an airplane. Now, well, I'm glad they took that part out. I'm happy about that rule change. But it's much harder to get through an airport. Everybody's in their pajamas. They're trying to wear, like, the most comfortable stuff that they can put on. And so finding a good seat on the plane becomes your task when you're booking air travel, because you don't want to sit next to the guy with the stinky feet, his socks off. You don't want to be squished into a middle seat. Everybody wants to have their room, or at least as much as they can acquire on those little tin cans that fly above us. So the question, window or aisle, can maybe reveal a bit about your personality. Now, some passengers prefer the window. They like the views. Maybe they like the privacy of the cabin wall. Maybe they want to sleep up against the wall of the cabin. Others prioritize the freedom of the aisle, being able to get up and down without having to ask people to move. They want to be able to stretch or head to the bathroom, or like me. Actually, all of us, guys, we're tall. We're all tall people. Want to put those legs out in the aisle just a little bit, maybe stretch out a bit. But according to psychologists, there could be more to it. Passengers who prefer the window seat may be more selfish, while those who prefer the aisle may be more reserved. Passengers who favor the window seat like to be in control and tend to take an every-man-for-themselves attitude toward life. And are often more easily irritable. So watch out for those people in the winder. Uh-oh. They also like to nest, and they prefer to exist in their own bubble. Now, aisle passengers are often more sociable and definitely more amenable as people. They are also more likely to be restless flyers and less adept at sleeping on planes, according to psychologists. Of course, seat selection has to do with more than just one factor. According to the survey by Quartz in 2014, the more people fly, the more they prefer the aisle. That's me. Preference for the window also decreased as household income increased. So that's interesting. Overall, however, a majority of flyers prefer the window. Ladies, I'll start. I don't know if it's because, as this article says, I have a household income that has increased, which not by much, I'll tell you that. Or if it's because I just don't like to bother people. I know my bladder, and I know I'm going to stand up a lot, so I like to just have the freedom to stand up whenever I want. Plus, it's nice to stretch your foot out into the aisle every once in a while. I tend to prefer that, although if I am flying first class, I do like the window, because then I can kind of just hunker down, and I can just sort of, you know, hug the wall. I guess I'm a back-and-forth kind of person, maybe schizophrenic by these psychologists. Victoria, when you fly, what do you like to do? You like the window, you like the aisle?
I guess I'm the in your own bubble angry New Yorker, because I'm a window. If I have to sit in an aisle, I'll switch with someone. I hate
Seriously?
The aisle seat. Yes, I hate the aisle seat. I am a window only. Don't talk to me. I put my sunglasses on, headphones on, just, you know, hand me a drink and that's it. I don't want to socialize. I don't want to talk to a stranger. I don't want to know you. I don't care about your life.
I don't want to talk either, but it's nice to have the aisle.
I feel like
you.
I'm a mix. See, depending on how long the flight is, if it's short one and I feel like I'm not going to have to get up to the bathroom, then I will get a window seat. I can't sleep in an aisle seat. If, like, I have to have something to lean against, and I don't want to accidentally lean against the person next to me.
Mm.
So I can only sleep if I'm, like, leaning against the window. But otherwise, like, I also don't particularly like to socialize. I don't want to, like, chat with the people when they walk by with the food cart, or I don't want to get my, like, elbow or knee hit. But
shoulder knocked off.
I don't think that means I'm a terrible, unsociable person.
No, actually, well, in common.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I am probably part of that. But the weird thing is, I'm not a controlling person. Like, I'm not a control freak. So that's the weird thing about the window.
All right. Well, let us know what you are. Find us on Facebook, DJV Show, or on Twitter, @DJV Show, window or aisle.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The DJV show, and you know what that means. That means it is time for Tech Talk. Don't forget, you can follow our hashtag for Tech Talk. Get all the latest tech news. Hashtag Tech Talk. Pretty easy stuff. You can do that on Twitter at DJV Show. Find us on Facebook. And, of course, you can follow all the ladies on the program at Jennifer Horn, at Kara Schillen, at Victoria Keelan. Find us all on Twitter. Follow us. You'll get lots of entertainment and lots of rants and memes about the Dodgers, from me at least. All right, Victoria, Twitter, Google, and Facebook yesterday were in Washington, D.C. They were testifying in front of Congress about Russia's interference or collusion using these social media platforms in our election. What happened?
Well, it was the first of three hearings. The interesting thing, at least I thought it was interesting, they only sent general counsel. They didn't send any of the CEOs. There was no Mark Zuckerberg. I thought that was kind of a weird development that, you know, unless they really felt that the CEOs might say the wrong thing and that it was the safest way to go, just having general counsel there. But at the hearing, it was, of course, held by the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism. And the tech companies were all pressed on their ability to prevent bad actors from taking advantage of their platforms through ads and regular postings. In what was a prepared testimony for the first hearing, the tech companies revealed it's pretty much a sweeping scale of Russian influence on all of their platforms. Facebook informed lawmakers that 126 million Americans may have been exposed to content generated by Russian government-linked that troll farm that we've heard so much about now, which was known as the Internet Research Agency. That was between June of 2015 and August of 2017. Twitter disclosed it had identified 2,700 accounts linked directly to the Internet Research Agency, but they also found that they had almost 37,000 accounts that were associated with Russia. So that's a pretty big presence on Twitter, 37,000 Twitter accounts linked to Russia. Multiple Russian bought ads were actually displayed in front of the subcommittee to just show examples of the types of ads that they have now found were bought by with Russian money, including one that was a Facebook post from a page called Heart of Texas, claiming that Hillary Clinton had a 69% disapproval rating among veterans. Another of the Facebook, it had a live Facebook event called Miners for Trump. A lot of weird things, you know, making up their own statistics and things like that. In one of the particularly tense moments, Senator Al Franken repeatedly pressed Facebook's general counsel on how a sophisticated service like Facebook could possibly miss Russian actors when he said they were buying election ads with rubles. There was a little bit of laughter, but it was also still pretty tense. And so Facebook said, well, yes, we missed some signals. I mean, how do you miss rubles? But, you know, hey. Everyone said that all three tech companies condemned the Russian activity. They pledged to continue investigating it, cracking down where necessary. Although all of them stopped short of saying that they would accept foreign money or that they would not accept foreign money in the future for campaign-related ads. So that was kind of an interesting twist. They are still maintaining a little bit of a position on that. That's, I don't know where that's going to go, and I think over the next two hearings we'll probably be hearing more about their future plans.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that someone would vote for somebody based off of a Facebook or a Twitter ad, but that doesn't mean, you know, one of the things that I've railed about for a long time is in radio or in television, when you have an ad, a political ad specifically, you have to, at the end of that commercial, tag who it's actually coming from, paid for by the Hillary Clinton Super PAC or the Make America Great Again Super PAC or whatever it might have been.
Right.
And that's a rule that radio and television stations have to follow. So it would only seem fair that social media, if they are doing paid posts or sponsored posts, would have to declare the same thing. I mean, obviously, if they don't, it becomes sort of this unfair playing ground between the media companies, at least from that perspective. Again, how much impact this had on people's voting, I mean, you have to be sort of a dunce not to to just see like a sponsored ad and not check into it, but... You know,
but a lot of these ads, like you said, though, a lot of them didn't appear sponsored, and it looks like a real statistic. Oh, 69% of veterans can't stand Hillary? I'm going to share that. If you don't like Hillary, you're sharing that with everyone you know, and then that statistic gets passed on. Hey, did you hear 69% of veterans can't stand Hillary? And that's how all those posts, whether, you know, sponsored or not, or bought by the Russians or not, that happened a lot on Facebook and social media. People didn't fact-check at all. They just started spreading stuff.
And before we run out of time, I have to fact check myself because Kara was nice enough to point out that I've been watching too much of Dodger baseball. The Twitter handles for the ladies on the show, @OnAirVictoria and @CSchillen, if you want to follow them on Twitter. It is, sorry about that, guys. It's 59 minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.